This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show. Scribbles Software. We empower educators to make life-changing opportunities simple and accessible. That includes the pre-K or unique specialty programs your school offers, the records that determine the support they are eligible to receive during their time with you, and the opportunities that await them in college and career after graduation. Our records management and enrollment solutions are the backbone of our customers' operations and their ability to serve their student communities. Find out more at scribsoft.com.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Awesome. Hey, guys. I'm Marshall Simmons. I'm our Vice President of Sales and Partnerships for Scribbles Software.
Yeah. And I am Missy Rossi, the Director of Marketing for Scribbles Software.
Okay. Great. So let's talk about the exciting news with Scribble and what's going on here at FETC.
Yeah, we're excited to be at FETC. One of the biggest things we have coming out this year is we released a press release this morning, I believe, announcing a new version of our online document management solution for public K-12 districts. So with a little over 450 customers across the United States, count 23 of the 30 largest districts in the country as a customer of ours as well. And so really exciting to, release a new version of a product that's well used and, housing millions of records for some of our school district customers across the country. So really exciting time for us.
That's what I was going to say. Give folks a little bit of background at what Scribble does.
Yeah, absolutely. So we think we have a pretty unique value proposition in the market in the sense that from the point of entry into a school district through beyond that person's death, where the school has to retain those records indefinitely, we create a totally digital footprint for that student. So we have really three product portfolios or pillars: online family engagement, so sort of applications, lotteries, enrollments; online document management, so both a electronic cumulative folder for active students, getting rid of that manila folder that follows them around, and then broader online document management at the school. And then we also have online records request platforms that allow and integrate with those document management solutions, and so allow schools to fulfill requests, and transfer records between themselves in a secure, safe, but ultimately, pretty automated manner.
That's cool. So how did you guys get into this? What was the need and what brought you into this market?
Yeah.
I love that story. The backstory is always great.
Yeah. No, so our original founders started the business in 2010, and they'd actually done something similar in higher education. Mm-hmm. So I think at the time, there was a little bit more of a digital revolution in the higher education space around movement of digital credentials, records requests, right? It was a little bit of a more primary need, but they ultimately left that business, through acquisition from another company and said, hey, this is something that K-12 districts do as well. And so it really started with our flagship solution, product called Scriborder, which is actually free for our district customers to use, so no cost solution to them. But it really sort of, blossomed out from there, and it was sort of, hey, all these alumni and third parties and even current students are requesting records from districts, whether it be immunization records from an alumni who was just like, I need them and that's the last place I can remember having them, or a lot of current students, right, you'll have to request a transcript be sent, 4, 5, 6 times around college admissions. And so real need there, and then again, sort of blossomed out into the rest of our portfolio where, hey, schools have to transfer records between themselves a whole lot. And, that's a pretty onerous process when you think about most districts are doing it, over unencrypted, unsecure email. They don't really know who they're sending them to a lot of times, right? It's a email that looks like it's from a school that maybe has, an email signature, but like, how secure is that really? And so, they sort of said, hey, we're already doing this thing. Feels a lot like, a records request. And so that's where our school-to-school records platform came out. And then, again, sort of slowly evolves. Hey, it'd be really easy if we you know, could provide online document management that integrated with these solutions. So instead of going through the warehouse that looks like it's from Indiana Jones, it's in Raiders of the Lost Ark to find a record, it's already digital. And then I think, you know, again, through that, I was sort of like, okay, well, where's all this paper being created? And it's, you know, at that point of entry into the school system. And then, you know, when a student is, again, just expanding that paper footprint through their cumulative folder. And so that's sort of the backwards evolution of our you know, company and product portfolio.
So, okay, so getting, let's go spelunking with Indiana Jones here. I've got this cave of massive documents. Talk to us about what's the process for getting that into your system.
That's a great question, David. So there's really, you know, we like to think there's probably three key modalities on how you do this, right? So the first is, you know, there's a lot of providers of backscanning out there, right? Tons, you know, they're generally locally geographic. And so a lot of our school, you know, district customers will, you know, partner with a third party to actually just do that en masse and then hand the digital files off to us and we'll upload them, right? So we can do that. You know, a lot of increasingly more, you're seeing a mix of paper conversion and data conversion. You know, there's a lot of, I think the issue has become less paper, and there's now this new element of disparate data and paper, which I think can compound it a lot of times. And so, you know, there's a lot of times a data conversion element to the project. And then, you know, lastly, we're seeing a lot more customers that want to take, you know, power into their own hands. And so we have applications that allow them to essentially backscan using local hardware at the school themselves and upload, you know, sort of directly into our solutions.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest deal. The company that our district uses, Laserfish,
years ago.
So, you know, been around a long time. 70%, you know, on the OCR and everything that comes along with that, but it's only to a certain extent and it's hard to use. And still it was, counselors were printing a document. And if I called from Wisconsin, I had to come pick up a document, or you had to stick these documents in the mail. And so let's talk about the advancement of what you guys are doing, and now that's gone.
Well, and we don't use Laserfish around
Sure, that's the answer.
Yes, they who will not be named. I think, you know,
Expelliarmus.
One of the things, to your point though, a lot of what you find on these online document management solutions is they're not purpose-built, right? And so, not to oversimplify it, but records management is relatively easy. You know, it's document class types, access, you know, and security, and you're pretty much 90% of the way there. And so one of the found sort of principles that we build around is it's got to be easy to use so that you engender usage of the solution, right? Because that's sort of the ultimate indicator of failure if you have an online document management that is just ultimately being printed out of.
Right.
And so I think, you know, but again, that simplicity is actually a really important piece to it. I think the other thing that we're really starting to think about is how can we get away from document? And I mean, OCR is a great example of this, right? Not a new technology.
Right.
But it's also one that sort of, I think, is becoming increasingly antiquated if you can actually get to the root data source.
Right.
And you think about something like a transcript, for instance. The process today is you're going to convert a PDF file into a digital, you know, online document management system. And when you send that to the college or higher education institution or whatever that you're applying to, they're going to receive a PDF, take that PDF, and put it into a CRM.
Right.
That data's all there, you know, it's in the SIS, and so how can we, you know, start to build solutions that leverage that through our partnerships with SIS providers?
It saves
through,
time. It saves tons of time.
Tons of time. It allows, you know, it allows so much efficiency. Again, especially this specific, probably more of the higher education admissions process, but you can just do so much more with it. And it probably is, there's a story in there around accessibility, I think, as well, where not just for the students that are applying, but also for, you know, students that are coming from areas where, you know, again, they've got, you know, a unique set of transcripts, right? Or they're in, you know, some type of new learning methodology, and being able to, you know, get down to the data roots of that and map to this sort of consistent language or academic set of standards is, you know, I think becoming increasingly more important.
You know, it's interesting about that. That's, we're to backpedal just a bit, talking about the time element of it. It's one thing education, well, documents in education, we've lacked on. You know, if I use my debit card, it's instantaneous. If I need this done at the DMV now, it's instantaneous. And there's been a problem with, you know, the way we handle forms, and it sounds like this is the overcoming that. So let's talk about what the press release today. Let's talk about what's new and, you know, what's exciting for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the newest and most exciting pieces of this is we actually have advanced and made our capture technology a SaaS-based solution. So you don't have to, you know, download anything onto your machine now. You know, there's a driver that you put onto your hardware, and like you're rocking and rolling. And so it creates a more accessible opportunity for, you know, district staff to use that. I think the biggest like release features for us are what I would describe as a more simplified and user-friendly UX. Mm-hmm. And again, back to that point of like, it has to be easy to use for school staff to actually engage with it and not just treat it as essentially a virtual printer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a lot of that. And then the last piece I'd say is we've added a lot of features to allow for more, without the, you know, mass capture technology, one-off document uploads into the solution. So creating a lot more flexibility in how, you know, you take files, you know, digital files that are maybe already in your technology ecosystem and append those to a record, or bring those in more en masse and in a more user-friendly way. Because again, I think it's about lowering barriers to engagement across the school district. And if you have an IT director or an IT department of two who are tasked with, you know, this, it probably doesn't happen as often as it needs to, or it's not going to be as, you know.
That time element comes back
into play. It's back to the time element.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
So talking about IT, let's talk about security and housing. It's all in the cloud.
All in the cloud, built on AWS. Oh, nice. So leading public cloud provider,
And secure.
Yes, totally secure. So, you know, all of the things that you think about, right? FERPA compliance, you know, go through the annual SOC 2 audit process. Yeah. We have a payments element to our solution. So, you know, PCI is obviously top of mind as well. And then I think it's, you know, it's about that security element of it, right? So a lot, you know, across our solution set, we like to preach accessibility and security as a balanced sort of measurement, right? Mm-hmm. So making things accessible for who needs them, but also ensuring who doesn't need to see them doesn't see them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so we were talking about the example of a student cume folder, right? One of the products we have is an electronic student cumulative folder. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, there's a lot of really heavy, sensitive personal information in there. You know, you have special education records, individual education plans, you know, psychology, medical, blah, 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 right? And, you know, when you have this little manila folder, it's like, it's all in one.
Yeah.
You know, the nurse wants it, she's going to see everything.
It's going to sit on her desk and,
That's it. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and that's the other security element is it's, you know, you got a manila folder, like, hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
People are taking that out of the secure room and bringing it home and leaving it on desks and putting it in cars. And so, you know, that digital element, again, it's about accessibility, but also security that goes along with that.
Well, it's so funny. I can't remember. We were just talking about it. I think it was us talking about this the other day. There was some company that they weren't willing necessarily to provide access to a particular document. What they wanted to do was fax it. And we're like, fax? And they're like, well, you know.
It's supposed to be healthcare at this point.
And they were like, well, fax is way more secure. I'm like,
It comes out of the machine. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was today's menu that, you know, randomly gets sent to us from Kalamazoo. What? You know.
Kalamazoo.
It's like,
I'm from Kalamazoo.
Are you really?
That's a great example.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There you go.
That's hilarious. I promise that was not a setup. I swear.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious, and this, I don't know if this falls under your jurisdiction or not, but when you're reaching out to schools and you're marketing to the schools and saying, hey, this is what we offer, this is what we do, I'm kind of curious if you could talk about maybe some of the I don't call them roadblocks, but some of the barriers that schools may put up and how you address those. So maybe one or two of those, you know, that the schools kind of want to throw up and go, well, what about, and then you guys go, oh yeah, but
yeah.
Speak to that.
I would love to share a few examples. So I think something that we hear across the country, just depending upon the state, is a lot of a lot of states are requiring documents be stored on paper still or on microfiche or a lot of antiquated, systems. And, you know, that makes it really hard for district or school staff to be able to easily access those documents. And so just kind of knowing that, well, if the state requires this, then we're hesitant to make a change, you know, that's a big one. We also hear a lot of hesitation from just school staff who've been doing things the same way for a really long time.
Yes.
And being hesitant about, you know, what that looks like. And there's a lot of uncertainty there, especially if they're not as tech savvy. And so just being able to kind of ease their fears that, like, we're actually going to make your life a lot easier.
And so to that end specifically, is there training that you provide with folks? I mean, I can't imagine what kind of training. I mean, I guess because I'm in tech, I'm like, it's, you know, you're doing this, but just along the same time,
do you have
some kind of training, you know, that you offer for the folks that are, you know, they want that hand holding?
Yeah, not to toot our own, not to toot our own horn too much, but we actually have a really, really strong customer success and support team. And so we offer training on an ongoing basis to all of our customers. We have just so many lovely quotes and testimonials about the strength of our customer success team. And so we're really here to guide people throughout their implementation. Our project management team is like second to none. With, you know, making sure that everyone feels comfortable with the technology, comfortable with the new systems, and not just the school system staff, but also the students and the families, the parents who need to interact with our solutions as well.
So I have one more. Customization. So,
oh, yeah.
Hey, we want to do this, and we want to make this happen.
Yeah.
The difficulty in doing that or the ease in doing that?
It's great. Well, so that actually is a really interesting question across our product portfolio because We haven't really talked a lot about the online application engagement side of that, but that's actually the most complex part of our product portfolio. If you think about, you know, we're running mass lottery placement, wait list management for 30, 60, 80 programs at 200,000 student school districts. Like, there's a ton of complexity in that. And that's where I think a lot of the, what I would describe as customization around process and workflow comes in, because unsurprisingly, all districts have an entirely esoteric process on how they provide placements into specialty programs and who gets what and what's the priority weighting and all this stuff. And so I think that's one where, you know, the software has been intentionally built to be configurable around those rules. And so you guys, I think, will probably resonate with this. Big difference between configuration and customization. Mm-hmm. And so our approach really is, you know, configuration over customization first, right?
Yep.
I think when we get to the doc management side of things, it is generally a pretty straightforward set of solutions. Mm-hmm. And so customization doesn't come into it all that often. I think where we start to get into that is, you know, we're ultimately SIS agnostic.
Sure.
And so we end up doing a lot of integration customization around making sure that, you know, we're consolidating information and documents from across various different systems, you know, LMS, SIS, that type of thing. And ultimately that's where, you know, there's so many different providers out there. I think the biggest customization element comes into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mantra of configuration over customization.
That's exactly the word, you know, as an IT guy, you know, that's what I like to hear. It's like, we don't want to customize because that causes more problems down the road.
Totally.
Let's just, you know, we're going to make this work. Yeah. It's like way back in the day, we took SharePoint and made it do things that SharePoint wasn't supposed to do. That's how old we are. So, you know, that's not supposed to do that. Well, yes, it is if you configure it correctly.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. I know we're running short on time, but you mentioned the interaction of the students and parents with the system. So talk about that, because that's not usually, when you think of school record system, you don't necessarily think of it from that ultimate end user. It's more like the district. So speak to more about that, if you would.
Yeah, so there are a handful of our products in our product suite, specifically our enrollment application and lottery solutions, that, you know, there's an interface where a parent is, you know, filling out an application for their student to enter into the district or enter into a specialty program to be eligible for that lottery. And so that is something that we want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable using.
Yeah.
And so we do a lot of training with both the district or school system staff, as well as offering just, support chat for any technical issues that might come up for those end users. It also comes into play with our records processing solution, specifically Scrib Order. So that's where like a student or an alumni might be, you know, requesting their information from a district. And so there is the end user portion of that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Cool. As a school that's moving to magnet schools, this is right up our alley.
Yeah. So. That's awesome.
Well, and that's what you kept hitting the lottery thing, and I'm like, that's exactly what we're about to. Yeah. I mean, we've already been doing it.
Yeah. I would love to share a little anecdote about what that can look like in practice. So we've done a couple of different rollouts with our lottery solution over the course of the past year, specifically with our newer mass lottery feature. So there are districts that have, you know, tens of thousands of families applying to get into some programs, a process that used to take some of our partners, you know, a week, if not weeks on end, now takes them less than 30 minutes to process all that information. So it's really powerful what the technology can do.
One of the other things we always talk about with that process specifically is about equitable access.
Yeah.
And so we've done a pretty decent amount of, sort of industry research or, you know, best thought leadership, I suppose. And whenever you look at it, there's a direct correlation between socioeconomic means and access to paper-based systems.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you think about these specialty programs, a lot of them begin, you know, really early in a child's educational journey. So, you know, a parent, you know, family member has to, you know, go through this process of getting a check, you know, going to the school to get paper, taking time out to go find somewhere to print paper applications. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, totally outside of the just pain of managing a lottery placement process via paper. And so, again, this idea of equitable access is inherently tied to putting that process online because, you know, we end up seeing, I think, something like 58% of our applications that are completed are done via smartphone.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, I think that's the other side to that yin of the yang, if you will, is equitable access and ease of administration for, you know, parents and staff.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I was just going to say something that we often, you know, try to discuss is like, you know, there's this big talk about like the digital deserts and lack of digital access. But really, like, the conversation needs to start shifting into lack of access to paper and paper-based technologies. People don't have printers. They don't have scanners. They don't have copiers. They don't have a fax machine. And they might not even have paper envelopes and stamps. So something that districts really need to start considering.
Inherently, that's always been a problem in education, is getting paper even home to a parent.
Yeah.
You might put it in 100 backpacks, but it's only going to show up in 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what decorates the side of the road.
The bus seats and, you know, the whole thing. So there's that too. That is true.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to find out more and get in touch with you guys, what's the best way they can do that?
They can visit www.scribsoft.com.
Awesome.
Are you guys on social media?
We are on social media.
We tell everyone, go to Google, type it in, and you'll find us right there looking back at you.
We've got a little bluebird. You can't miss him. So
look
for the little bluebird.
Awesome. Hey, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Have a great FETC.
You too.
Awesome.
Scribbles Software. We empower educators to make life-changing opportunities simple and accessible. That includes the pre-K or unique specialty programs your school offers, the records that determine the support they are eligible to receive during their time with you, and the opportunities that await them in college and career after graduation. Our records management and enrollment solutions are the backbone of our customers' operations and their ability to serve their student communities. Find out more at scribsoft.com. This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show.